from CFI Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome. And happy Saturday to you for Power Hour 289. 289, we're closing in on the 300th Power Hour. Can you believe it? Some of you have been around almost from day one when we had eight people show up. So, howdy. If you're new here, welcome. Glad you could show up today. We are going to show you the format of the show. Let me get everything going here. I have a presentation for you. We're going to be going live using ForeFlight and some other stuff as well. So we'll have an opportunity to see some of this this in motion. So this is this message is here. If you hear any background noise today, first, let me say I'm sorry about that. I don't think you're going to, but we have the Hyundai Air and Sea military air show going on in Miami Beach. It's the biggest military air show in the United States, and it's today and tomorrow, and it's pretty loud. So and the island's very narrow, so it's over only a mile away where the big old stuff is, and there's a big old jet coming across. Probably don't even hear it, but it is really loud, that right there, but you can't hear it, but it's, and that makes me almost want to yell. So anyway, if I change the tone of the voice, something that's because of that. Okay, let's move on past that. That's the thing, but okay. Today is going to be using an AFB, particularly using ForeFlight best practices. I know some of you are there's an Apple crowd, and there's Windows crowd. The Windows crowd hate the Apple crowd. I'm never doing that and all this stuff. That's all that. So there's the ForeFlight crowd, the Garmin Pilot Pro. I only use that one that works on a tablet. You know, we're going to use ForeFlight. And we had the I had some inside story there. We had the founder of ForeFlight, Tyson, in our CFI class just a little bit ago. And I didn't recognize him at first, or name. And then as we got to the ForeFlight section using ForeFlight, he really knows how to use ForeFlight. He said, well, just do this on the cross country. You ever seen that before? No, That's all good. It was like, when you see all like when I saw EFIS for the first time, you know, you look at, like, now we have it everywhere, glass cockpit. And I had never seen it before. And I didn't read anything about it. I was getting a type rating of all things, and a citation had an EFIS thing in it. And so I looked at it all, and I finally, just like ForeFlight, when I first saw it, and you might feel this way too, but this is how I felt. I felt like, this is what a stroke is like. This, I know that's pretty, but I don't know any. Or this is what it's like for a dog watching television. Pretty, it has no meaning whatsoever. Couldn't understand any of it. I'm like, oh my god. So I finally got my head around it. But boy, it was something. So we're just going to use ForeFlight, and then most of a lot of the techniques will probably be similar or available in other EFBs. Okay, so there you go. Let's move on past this. So let's take a look at how the show is going to be set up today. What's on for today? That's what we want to know, right? But we have a live show. The first hour is Wings Credit. So that will appear in the chat, and it will appear at the end of the show. So keep the chat open. If you have any questions, I won't probably be able to respond to them, but I'll tell you what we'll do in a minute. So first hour, Wings Credit. Then we're going to open up the show to open mic. That's in the second hour and going on forward past that. Now, we're likely to have some high-level experts in the room because that's typically the way it goes. So sometimes we've had for the after show, we call it. So sometimes we've had people from used to head up the FAA's division for certification of airmen for the commercial and general aviation side, basically all the testing, all the DPE, everything. That person was in the room. We've had people who are test pilots for both commercial aircraft like Boeing, production test engineers. We've had people who are test pilots for the FAA. We've had, I could go on. But there's someone will understand this more than me and will have some nice things to say or do. Did you know this or did you know that? Who knows? So we'll do that. And that goes on for a long time. So basically, last week we stopped at about 3. The room stopped about, that's 2 hours after the show. We have gone on until 5. That's 4 hours past the show. So it just depends. I'll just keep the room open. I'm going to go down to the beach. I have to do my exercise stuff. So I go down there to 3.5 miles, usually is what I do. And I take my stuff with me. So I'll be able to hear you and sit down and have my Diet Coke. Okay. Again, Wings Credit at the end of the show. And you have to put your email in to get the Wings Credit. There's no other way to do it. Okay. If you put it in the chat, I mean, it don't matter. No one's gonna look at it. So there you go. We are rebroadcasting the Power Hour. So if you miss this one or someone misses it, you can attend a semi-live show on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And those is this exact show, but Nick and I are there to answer questions at the end and have a mini after show. So we did about 45 minutes after show party, after show event there. So you can get Wings credit for that too. Okay. And then Power Hour, these things are available as podcasts wherever you get your podcast at. And they're being archived. So I don't know how many we have in there, but basically, as we go, we put them in that. That's audio only. The video and everything, you have to join our membership site. And we're going to talk about this cloud, this thing. Okay, move on. Okay, so let's talk about an EFB. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.